We're going to talk now about the EU presidency and the cost of the EU presidency. Michael McNamara, MEP for Ireland South, independent MEP for Ireland South, has said that the leadership of the EU budget must be led by example, to do more with less, not with more. And he's criticised the overall €293 million cost of the presidency. Michael McNamara is with me at the line. Michael, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks very much. Yeah, no, I mean, the presidency is a necessity. It's something that every country does. It's an honour. It's an opportunity to showcase Ireland. I wish our civil servants very well, many of whom are working very long hours far from the limelight. I wish our leadership well, Micheál Martin, in particular, as he heads that leadership. But it's costing too much. It's costing three times more than Denmark's did. Denmark's a country roughly the same size as Ireland. We're spending three times more on it. It's costing three times more than Cyprus. Cyprus is a smaller country, so obviously it had to take on a lot of additional expenditure because presumably it has, you know, not a huge amount of civil servants, etc., not a huge state administration. There's no basis for that spending other than throwing money around, in my view. I mean, I remember the last presidency was in 2013, very straitened times, and the presidency came in at something like €60 million, I think, was the final spend on it, which is, and now we're at almost five times that. It doesn't add up to me.
And where could they make the savings, do you think? Is this not down to security, by and large? The cost of this, the way the world has gone in the last 2 years, we'll say.
But I mean, Denmark had to provide security as well. I mean, Denmark is under the same threats as Ireland is, and they're able to do it for a fraction of the cost. And the rest of it, I mean, there's a whole lot of additional money being spent. It's difficult to understand where that money is being spent, given the amount of it. I mean, the basic fact is Denmark's a country the same size as Ireland, similar sized economy. They can run a presidency for around 80 million, and ours is close to 300 million. That simply, and they have exactly the same constraints. In fact, they probably have more constraints in that the Baltic is a fairly contested area at the moment. I mean, the Nord Stream the blowing up of Nord Stream was not too far from Denmark, and they're in NATO. We're not.
Yeah, and that's all, I suppose, part of that and part of the concern. So you think we've just gone too flahoolic with it, with the overall spending, or the idea that we have to get everything right?
I mean, we've become incredibly flahoolic. I mean, the last presidency, as I said, was €60 million. The one before that was twice that in 2004, which again was a Fianna Fáil government throwing taxpayers' money around like it was confetti. I mean, yes, we do need to put our best foot forward. But I mean, equally, you know, if we're going to spend all of this on security, should we not maybe invest a little bit of it in our beleaguered defence forces, give them the equipment they need, give them the training they need, bring our own defence forces up to scratch instead of throwing this money? I mean, I believe that there's a French gunship in Dublin Bay. I mean, there's all sorts of lurid stories around the place to protect the presidency. I presume they're not there as a charity to Ireland, so they're probably there's perhaps a payment involved in that. But should we not train our own defence forces? I mean, we do need to have our defence forces. It's always this one-off spending in Ireland instead of putting money into processes, putting money into infrastructure that we so badly need, our defence forces.
That would be for the longer term. You mentioned wool scarves.
For the longer term, but if we never invest in the longer term, we're constantly throwing money out, wasting money in the shorter term.
Yeah. You mentioned wool scarves.
That, unfortunately, is the legacy of this government, not investing in infrastructure in the longer term. At least for all of the faults of Bertie Ahern's government and the amount of money they spent on their presidency, at least there was a motorway network to show for it, and there was a peace process in Northern Ireland. There is nothing to show for this boom in Ireland, and I think it will haunt this government, and the cost of this presidency will haunt them.
Oh, okay, €135,000 on wool scarves.
It's
a uniquely Irish character, but not necessarily made from Irish wool.
They don't say not necessarily made from Irish wool. They say it's uniquely Irish artistic character is what they say. But there's no requirement that it be Irish wool, notwithstanding the fact that we're having a debate in the European Parliament this afternoon about how we revive the wool industry. And I've been working with people predominantly in Galway who are looking to revive the Irish wool industry because, of course, shearing sheep and the wool that came from that was a source of income for farmers traditionally in Ireland. Yeah. Now it's simply a waste product. You know, but also, I mean, I've never seen presidency scarves. Now, maybe they exist from other countries. I haven't seen them. But, I mean, it seems to me to be outrageous. I mean, everybody that I meet in Brussels or elsewhere in the European bubble is well able to afford a scarf.
Yeah. Michael, just a quick word. You might have heard in the intro there, a Kerryman whose case was thrown out yesterday in the Central Criminal Court. So no legal representation because of his ongoing legal aid strike. What's your view on where things go from here? The disruption to the courts and the issue over payments to solicitors for representing people on legal aid?
Look, I mean, the solicitors' argument is that cases are complex. Sometimes they have to be put back. They might have to be put back a number of times for waiting for documentation to come through, waiting for evidence to be clarified, etc. And it's grossly unfair to pay them once because, you know, for one set amount, regardless of how much work is in the case. The government say that, oh, well, by paying them every time, regardless, it's an incentive to keep putting stuff back and to delay. But, I mean, we always talk about this transformative ability of AI. I mean, AI is well able to sift through large amounts of data. So if there are anomalies, if there are solicitors that seem to be constantly putting cases back, well, go to them. Don't target the whole system because, you know, this underfunding of the legal aid system is a huge issue in Britain right now, and the criminal justice system there is creaking because of Tory governments cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. I mean, it costs a huge amount of money to put someone in prison. We do need to be absolutely certain that people who are in prison are guilty of the offences on which they're charged, and we also need to make sure that we're not sending people to prison unnecessarily, people who might be treated for mental health issues elsewhere, or there might be alternative treatments, because we know we don't have prison spaces. We know they cost a huge amount of money, and the criminal justice system is what decides who goes to prison. So even from an economic perspective, I'm not sure that what the government are doing makes sense. I'm not sure it's necessary in this age of AI when you can actually sift, you can get a computer to sift through the data and show up. If there are solicitors, as I say, that are creating anomalies, that are putting back cases consistently in an abusive way, well, then tackle them, but don't undermine the whole system.
Okay, all right. Interesting views. Thanks very much for that, Michael. That's Michael McNamara there, Ireland South MEP. If you review what he said about the cost of the EU presidency, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you. We've lots more on the way on Kerry today, including Father Mossy Brick.